Billy, check this out. Tim Rafferty. You think he'll be at our high school reunion?
Well, since it's a 15-year reunion and his sentence was 10 to 20, I'd say it's a coin toss.
I don't even want to go to this thing. I'm going to be bored out of my mind.
Ah, come on. You're going to be able to hang out with me and Billy.
Okay, Mom. I'll see you then.
Hey, Kim, remember Todd Jonas?
Oh, God, I hope he's not at the reunion.
Why? Who's Todd Jonas?
Oh, God, this guy who had a huge crush on me all through high school. Oh, he'd write me poetry, hang around my locker, even drive by my house late at night. He was totally obsessed with me.
It worked out great for me. I once sold him Kim's bath towel for 50 bucks.
Thanks a lot for that. You wore it around school like a cape.
Well, at least people liked you. I was picked on all the time in high school.
Oh, that's too bad, man. High school was the greatest time of my life. Check it out. Senior year, I was voted coolest guy.
Oh, good for you. I guess that's as good as a college diploma.
Hey, back in high school, this guy was the king. Started a football team, drove the coolest car, and a party wasn't a party until Jimmy broke into one of his famous air guitar performances.
Yeah, sometimes I'd get so turned on, I'd throw my air panties on stage.
You got a wife and kid in love with you.
Yes, dear.
You say that God will broken for the zoo.
Yes, dear.
And you live your life the best you can.
Yes, dear.
Till your family screws up the plan.
Yes, dear.
My family is family is family.
Yes, dear.
My family is family is family. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Oh, I can't wait to introduce you to all my old friends.
Why? So they can give me a how the hell did a guy like you get a girl like Kim look? I get that every year at Christmas for my mother.
Stop it. You know, if you tried, you might just have fun.
All right.
Come on, let's check in.
Oh, God. It's Mr. Shipley. That creep used to hit on me all the time.
He did? Mm. I remember Mr. Shipley as being nice. He used to offer everyone rides in his wheelchair.
Yeah, well, when he offered me a ride, he'd ask me to turn around and face him.
Hey, Mr. Shipley, you remember Christine, right?
Christine, look at you. All grown up and just as pretty as ever. Let me put this name tag on you.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. That's okay.
I insist.
Jimmy Hughes!
It's good to be home.
Hey, Mr. Shipley, Billy Colavita. I was in your intro to shop class.
Yes, Billy. Sure I remember you. How could I not remember you?
Yeah, sorry again about the whole thing with the bandsaw on your leg.
That's okay. I'm enjoying the parking.
Oh, my God. Karen Hoffman?
Kim?
Kim Lucky? You look great!
No, you look great!
This is my husband, Craig.
Hi.
Really?
Yeah, really. She married me. I happen to make a lot of money. Mystery solved. I'll be at the bar.
Drew Hallett? I thought that was you. You look good.
The dude just called me Drew Hallett.
Yeah, he was in our class. You know, you do kind of look like him.
Was Drew a good-looking guy?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell underneath all that acne. His nickname was Extra Toppings.
Hey, Drew. Don't want to forget your name tag, do you?
Oh, well...
Hey, Drew! Still owe you 50 bucks from when the Redskins won that Super Bowl.
I told you the Redskins were going to win. And if I remember correctly, I believe that was 100.
Hey, Jimmy, just for fun, they got everybody voting on superlatives like we did in the yearbook.
Oh, really? What do I vote?
They just set up some boxes on the check-in table. They put me down for most likely to succeed. I think I got a shot, since practically everybody here has already succeeded.
You seen Craig?
No. But I saw Tina Lurkins. Yeah. Don't congratulate her on being pregnant. She's not.
Oh, no, there's Todd Jonas. I can't let him see me.
What is the big deal, Kim? Just go over and say hi and get it over with.
Are you kidding? If I knew, he'll never leave me alone. He was infatuated with me when I wore braces and was flat-chested. This'll kill him.
Hey, Jimmy Hughes.
Hey, what's up, man?
Just finished voting for you for coolest guy.
Oh, yeah? Well, thanks, man. But, you know, whatever. I don't really care.
See? That's what makes you so cool. You don't even care.
Oh, hey. Next box over.
Jimmy!
Well, I know who I'm putting down for coolest guy.
Me too. It's gotta be Drew Hallett.
Excuse me, did you guys just say you were voting for Drew Hallett for coolest?
Yeah. Dude, he lives in L.A. and he's got this great job at a movie studio. You should go talk to him. He's right over there.
Hey, Jimmy!
Honestly, Elizabeth, I just had a growth spurt in college. You can feel him if you want.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Sure is weird being back here, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Last time I was in this gym was our senior prom. I was slow dancing right over there with my date. You were in the corner carving my name into your forearm with a paperclip.
Yeah, I did a lot of stupid things back then.
Well, you were really in love with me.
Oh, I wouldn't call it love. I was just in love with the idea of being in love. You happened to be the person I projected that onto.
Oh.
In fact, it wasn't until I met my wife that I understood what real love was. Can you just... Hey, Diane, I want you to meet someone. Kim, this is Diane, the light of my life.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's our first.
Yeah.
Wow. You certainly have come a long way from the guy who wrote that song about me.
Song? What song?
Come on. You used to stand outside my house and sing it every night. If it was raining, my mom would bring you out hot chocolate and a poncho.
I don't remember any song. Anyway, good seeing you, Kim. Have a nice night.
Kim, I love your perfect porcelain skin. Kim.
So I get the buzz on which studios have the best movies in development, and I buy their stock. It's paid off big time.
Drew, can I have a minute?
Sure. I'll catch up with you guys later. Remind me to tell you about the time I was negotiating a deal with Robert De Niro and I told him, no more De Niro. Oh, my God!
Look, I don't know what you're doing, but you're going to have to stop pretending to be Drew Hallett, okay?
Why? I'm having fun.
Well, because you're starting to get votes for coolest guy at the reunion.
Really? Wow, these people love me. The only thing I ever got voted in high school was most likely to bleed to death. And we had a hemophiliac at our high school.
Here's the thing. They don't love you, okay? They love Drew.
No, they love me. The only thing I've lied about tonight is my name. These people think whatever I do is the coolest thing they've ever seen.
Oh, really? Well, I'm guessing you didn't tell them that your skin is so sensitive you shave with a Lady Bic.
Actually, yes, I did. And see that guy with the rash on his face? He's going to try it.
Well, look, man, I don't mean to be ruining your good time, but if you don't tell them who you are, I'm going to have to tell them myself.
You're scared I'm going to win Coolest Guy, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Because there's no way people think you are cooler than me.
Are you sure? Because what used to be cool back in high school isn't what people think is cool anymore. There's a new cool in town, buddy, and his name is Drew Hallett.
These are my people, okay? And they will always think that I am the coolest.
Oh, Jimmy, if you really feel that way, you shouldn't have to tell them who I really am. You should let the people decide.
Great, man. I got no problem with that.
Kim. You have the cutest mole on your shin.
That's a knee slapper.
Guys,
check it out.
voting on superlatives like they did in high school.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you win coolest guy our senior year?
I don't know. I don't remember. I was too busy driving around in my Trans Am and winning the state championship football game after having sex with my hot girlfriend at halftime. You know, cool stuff like that.
You had sex with your girlfriend during the game? I always thought that was an urban legend.
No, not an urban legend. A living legend. You know that ambulance that they park next to the locker room? Well, let's just say that that night, the stretcher did not go to waste. Oh, hey, here comes my little paramedic now.
I thought we were gonna dance.
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of working the room here. Oh, they're gone. All right. Hopefully they went to go vote.
Jimmy, this is getting annoying, all right? I came here to have fun with you, but you're only worried about winning some stupid competition with Greg. I mean, come on, you can't actually be worried about this.
Well, I don't know, man. People really seem to like him. And I'd just like to know for sure.
All right, well, why don't you go sneak a look at the votes? Then we can start having some fun.
Good idea.
Hey, did you see Mrs. McAdoo, the foxy English teacher? Now, that is one older lady that I'd like to get with. Sorry, I mean with whom I'd like to get.
I saw you talking to Todd Jonas earlier. How'd it go?
Terrible. Seeing me again didn't faze him at all. I guess I had hoped you would still be carrying a torch for me after all these years.
Oh, you lost your stalker. Well, if it makes you feel any better, nobody ever stalked me in high school. Of course, that might be because I never said no.
Greg, there you are.
The name is Drew, baby. This one's had a little bit too much to drink.
Come get a look at the votes. Mr. Shipley's guarding the boxes. Only there was some way to distract him.
As soon as you were done reading the votes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot.
You forgot? Thanks a lot. Mr. Shipley might not be able to feel anything below his waist, but he's got no problem feeling below mine.
I'm losing to Greg. Can't believe my high school friends think Greg is cooler than me.
Who cares, Jimmy? What difference does it make what these people think? You have a great life. You have a great family. You're the happiest guy I know.
I'm happy because I was voted coolest guy in high school. There's not an hour in my day that doesn't go by without me thinking about that, and that makes me smile. And I know that's kind of pathetic, but you know, it's all I got. When I get depressed because I'm thinking about my crappy job as a security guard, I think about being coolest guy. When Greg makes fun of me for living in his guest house, I think about being the coolest guy. It's the only thing that makes me happy.
What about me and the kids?
Oh, that too. You and the kids are really getting on my nerves. I think about being the coolest guy.
So if you lose this, you're going to be miserable to be around.
If I get this taken away from me, I think I'm really going to have to open up my eyes and take a look at my life. I don't think that's going to be good for anybody.
Yeah. Look, Jimmy, if this is really that important to you, then you can't give up. All right? You've got to get back in there and you've got to win.
Forget it. It's too late. There's no way I'm going to win.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said 15 years ago at the halftime of the championship game. Am I going to have to boost your confidence again with a little pep talk?
Starting to feel a slow rise in my confidence level. Think there's an ambulance around here?
I doubt it, but I bet there's still that nice little spot behind the vending machine. Price of soda may have gone up, but lucky for you, I'm as cheap as ever.
All right, let's hurry up. I'm fully confident.
Okay?
Hi, Todd.
Hello.
You know, I meant to tell you earlier, you look really hot tonight.
Oh, thanks. I'll tell my wife she picked out this suit.
Double-breasted. Do you like everything double-breasted? Todd?
Kim, are you flirting with me?
Maybe. Does it, stir up any old feelings? Make you want to go stand in the corner and whip out the old paperclip?
I don't believe it.
It worked! It really worked!
What?
I wanted to make you jealous, and it worked! Diane isn't my wife, she's my cousin! Yo, Diane! It worked!
That's your cousin? But when I walked by earlier, you two were making out.
That's called dedication.
My God, that's not your baby, is it?
No, it's a pillow. That was Diane's idea. We got it at Target on the way over here. So, you want to go hang out in the football field? I laid out a blanket.
I can't believe you did all this just to make me jealous. It's been 15 years. Haven't you moved on since high school? You're pathetic. Pathetic.
No, wait, wait, Kim, please come back.
He still loves me.
Kim. When you're gone, I miss you like a phantom limb. Kim.
Hey, how's it going?
You have a candy wrapper stuck in your hair.
I'm sure that's not the only place.
Where's Jimmy? Greg's getting a lot of votes and this thing's almost over.
It's not over until it's over.
There's a lot of action on our lot. Last week, Sean Connery almost got run over by a forklift. He was shaken, not stirred.
Oh, my.
Hey, guys, you gotta see this. Drew, unless you can top this, I'd say the competition is over.
Damn it, I do have a title. I just don't know how to make it cool.
Is there any reason to count the votes?
No!
Good, because the coolest guy from Yorktown's class of 88 is still Jimmy Hughes! Oh, yeah!
Yeah, whatever, I don't really care.
congratulations. I guess you're the coolest guy here.
Oh, thanks, buddy. But you know what? You're the second coolest. Stop moping around. Get out there. Enjoy it while you can, you know? You only get to be Drew Hallett for another hour or so.
You know what? You're right. I haven't even told him my story about standing in line next to John Stamos at CompUSA. They will eat that up.
May I have your attention, please? Valerie Windsor has just arrived, and she says she has some news for us.
I'm sorry to tell you all this, but last month we lost one of our classmates in a car accident. Let's have a moment of silence for our good friend, Drew Hallett.